Well, there's more apocalyptic signs in the news. Doritos cuts number of chips in each bag, blaming Bidenflation. So let's just take a quick look here. I know this is tragic news for many of you, but it's all for the greater good. Food company Frito-Lay has cut down the number of chips in each bag of Doritos as record inflation has raised production expenses. A bag of Doritos has five fewer chips than it used to, the company told Quartz. Inflation is hitting everyone. We took just a little bit out of the bag so we can give you the same price and you can keep enjoying your chips, a Frito-Lay representative said. We took just a little bit out of the bag, just a little bit, so we can give you the same price and you can keep enjoying your chips. It's so nice of them, really, if you think about it. I mean, these people are going above and beyond to keep us happy, to keep us enjoying our chips. They took just a little bit out of the bag, and to be precise, it is five fewer chips. Now, I don't know how many chips are in the bags originally, so I can't really do a percentage. If any of you are frequent consumers of these products, maybe you could calculate the percentage. In fact, they say that food went up 8.6% in general, so maybe it's an 8.6% reduction, but probably a little bit more than that, so they can benefit from this. They took just a little bit out of the bag, so they can give us the same price. I mean, that's just, it's almost as if they're trying to tell us that you'll own nothing and be happy. We'll take a little bit out of the bag and charge you the same price, and you'll be happy. You'll be happy enjoying your chips, right? That's what it says right here. This is exactly, and this is how it begins, right? We're gonna take a few things away from you, and you'll be happy. And it kind of reminds me of that thing we saw the other day, executive order to bring about the digital currency. So Frito-Lay is taking a little bit out of the bag so we can keep enjoying our chips. And then the Federal Reserve Bank will just erase 2% of our money every year. Just erase 2% of your money every year, or whatever percent they want. And this is going to become a necessity because of the demographic changes, the depopulation. If I were them, if I were a sociopath with a lot of power, I would fake a nuclear bomb. Or maybe even a few of them around the world. Not too many, but you could get away with faking a nuclear explosion. They did it before, almost 80 years ago, right? Nuclear weapons don't exist. Go do your research on that if you want to verify that. Nuclear weapons do not exist. They do have a lot of weapons, but not nuclear weapons, not nuclear missiles, certainly. And then what you have, of course, is nuclear fallout. Kind of like climate change, you know, it's this invisible, it's kind of like COVID-19. It's an invisible enemy. The fallout will be used to explain away all the vaccine deaths. So that's what I would do if I were them. I mean, you know, at least I'd look into it. You know, that's not a bad idea. They could do it. They can deceive us about anything because they control the mass media. All they got to do is make a little home video. They can go to a Hollywood studio if they need to. They can go to Lookout Mountain again if they need to. And put it on the news, and then the newscasters will do their thing, cast their spells, right? And everyone will be all concerned. Create the narrative. All they got to do is create the narrative and everybody responds appropriately, almost as if they're programmed. See, we don't need this Neuralink so that FTM guy, Elon Musk, will connect your brain to the internet. They don't need to do that. It's already happened. People are already plugged into the narrative. Everyone is a Truman in the Truman Show. Joe Biden, he's just another Jimmy Carter, isn't he? Now, this looks photoshopped, but Jill may have been there, but no, this guy's pretty tall. I actually met Jimmy Carter once, and I think he's 6 feet tall, maybe more than that. He seemed about as tall as me. I'm 6'3". That was a long time ago, 30 years ago or so. This may be JFK. His husband is looking kind of rough. I always forget, is this Steve Carell or Alice Cooper or Jill Biden? Now, I knew it was the end times when Trent Reznor won a country music award in November of 2019. At the same time, this black guy won a country music award. So I thought that was, you know, the combination of Trent Reznor and this black guy winning country music awards at the same time. That was very apocalyptic to me, a sign that we're in the end times. COVID began right after that, the COVID narrative. Now I just realize he's openly gay. He's gay. He's a gay black artist. I didn't even know he was gay. Revelation 13:13. The beast performs great signs, even making fire come down from heaven to earth in front of people. It deceives those who dwell on the earth. Earth dwellers, of course, are the non-believers. They don't believe in God or Jesus. They worship the beast, actually. So all this deception is really to reveal who we are. Do we believe God or do we believe the deceptions coming from Satan, right? Do we believe the truth or the lie? And it's all coming down to that. Now, these signs, of course, everything the beast does is an imitation of what the Old Testament prophets did. Elijah, Elisha, these kind of guys, they made this fire coming down from heaven kind of stuff. They're going to try to be the prophets and priests and saviors of this world, right? They're just like the vaccine is a salvation for mankind. It's an artificial type of salvation, and they're going to have artificial miracles, which is what they show us on TV and stuff, right? So I don't know, maybe fire coming down from the sky. I don't want to take it too literally, but, you know, a fake nuclear bomb. Unfortunately, a lot of Christians think that nuclear weapons are real. And just think how afraid that would make you. In fact, in the 80s, I used to think they were real, right? So most of us thought the world would end with a nuclear war. Yeah, so if you believe COVID is real and nuclear weapons are real and Al-Qaeda is real and all this stuff, yeah, you're gonna be crazy. You're going to be crazy. You're going to do all kinds of crazy stuff out of fear. You know. And now they're taking away the chips out of the bag and charging you the same price, and you'll be happy. So we're getting ready for the United Nations food program of protein, where we will be eating insects. These are not so bad. These are grasshoppers. These are pretty good. In the Bible, they talk about eating those. A lot of good protein. And they're kind of like potato chips, actually. So it's good for a snack, late night snack, I recommend. Deep fried grasshoppers. These I'm not so fond of. I don't know what they are. Mealworms?
No, they're magnified. Silk.
Silkworms.
Yeah, silk.
Well, I'll have to try them sometime. And the frogs. Frogs are. People eat frogs, so that's not so weird. And these other two, what is this? I don't know those two. Insects.
Yeah.
Good source of protein. Protein.
A lot.
A lot of protein. So this is what we're going to be eating in the future. So I'm getting a head start on you guys. I'll be eating some grasshoppers today as a dessert, probably. Not as a main course. The problem is, in the future, this will be the main course. And when everyone gets moved into the smart city, they'll have factories of making all this protein, and they'll just give it to the people like farm animals, because that's the goal. The Great Reset is to turn human beings into farm animals. Wearing the mask on the beach. COVID is over. You guys didn't get the memo. And this will be a delicacy in the future. Grasshoppers. People will be killing each other to try to get a grasshopper in about 5 years. All right, so good. And more healthy than potato chips. All right, that's it. Thanks.